You are entering the Royals Podcast Network.
Hey, Royals fans, we're going to the playoffs. So I thought I'd give you a special presentation from the Pine Tar Podcast. Just a quick interview with Toby Cook, just outlining the playoff procedures for you fans, including the rally and the game on Tuesday. So give it a listen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow as well. We welcome in Toby Cook, Royals VP of Community Affairs and Publicity. Hey, Toby, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Just a couple things going on right now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. It was so funny because we were on a conference call on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 that lasted for a half an hour, and it was every possible member of the Royal front office from different departments except for the baseball team that was trying to win a baseball game. And we were just like everybody else, just waiting to see what was going to happen. So the Tigers won, which made us know that we were going to be hosting a wild card game. The Royals won, which gave us a good taste in our mouth to end the regular season, and we're going to be playing the Oakland A's Tuesday night at the K.
Yeah, Tuesday night. I assume the game is sold out. Everybody's got their wild card tickets, no matter, even though there was a little bit of a snafu there for a little bit.
It is sold out virtually, and what that means is that the way playoff tickets and postseason work, we make a certain number of tickets available to all of Major League Baseball with the individual teams, and we mostly get commitments from other teams, you know, either a certain amount that they're holding back for players, family, VIPs, front office people who have a potential to be in the playoffs. And then as those teams fall off and get eliminated, then they're obviously not going to be coming to Kansas City the way that they would otherwise. So, say a group from Seattle that might have had a hold on some tickets through the game on Tuesday night, they won't be coming. Those technically don't get turned back into us until about 12 hours before game time. So on Tuesday, there's going to be a handful of tickets that are going to be online at Royals.com that a lucky person is just going to be able to snag. But we're probably talking about 1,000 or less for, you know, 40,000 people that are going to be in the building. So your chances are almost nil to get them, but we are going to be sold out by Tuesday night.
And will you guys be setting that off, what, 10 a.m. Tuesday, like you did the original tickets?
No, basically, if a ticket becomes available at any point for whatever reason, and there's probably other reasons why we might have some tickets turned back before Tuesday morning, those just immediately go on sale. So we're in sell mode from when we opened up the sales a week and a half ago. So it's just a matter of getting lucky. But right now, you can't go to the box office and purchase tickets, or you can't go to Hy-Vee or something like that. It's just the luck of the draw on a handful of tickets that may be available at Royals.com. The little amount that I was talking about will probably come to us early on Tuesday morning, but they won't last very long.
Okay, so people can refresh their browsers in hopes if they don't have them.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah. You guys announced that you're going to have a Take the Crown rally tomorrow afternoon. What does that entail?
We are going to have we're going to work around the team's workouts that they generally have on a day off before a game. So a lot of times if a team is, if it finishes at home and it's going to start a road trip and they don't start until Tuesday, they'll work out at the stadium on Monday and then jump on a plane. In this case, they're going to work out at the stadium as they normally do, and they could be working out and nobody would know about it. But in this case, we're going to invite any fans that want to come out and just watch them take batting practice. So we're going to open the gates to Kauffman Stadium late morning, and then about 10:45, and then at 11:30, we'll start a program that'll last about a half an hour from 11:30 to noon, and the guys at that point will start hitting, and Ryan Lefebvre, our broadcaster, will be out there talking to the players just here and there, whoever he can grab for a while. And it's really just a quick recognition and let everybody cheer for the team and all before they start hitting and batting practice. And then it'll all be over by 1:30. So it's the closest that we could come to a rally, and we weren't able to announce it until the Tigers beat the Twins this afternoon, because we didn't know until then for sure that we were going to be coming back tonight.
Final attendance totals a little bit over 1.9 million for the year, the highest in some 21 years. What's that mean to the franchise?
It's big for us. The first thing that it's going to do is let fans know that it's not an automatic seat. And I know that it's convenient and it's good to be able to just get any seat you want at any time, but that means you've got a losing team and we just don't have the interest. To get to 1.9 is a great milestone. We would love to get to 2 million again someday. Things are different than they were in the late 80s, the last time that we were getting into the 2 millions. But for a franchise, what it really translates into is the potential for a pretty good increase in season ticket sales next year. And if we can get our season ticket numbers up, you know, consistently into the way that they were when the team was a consistent contender, it all goes into getting better players and to making it a better experience at the stadium. So we love headcount. We love the number of bodies that come into the building, but ultimately we want to drive our season ticket base and then just build from there on a game-by-game basis.
Now, people, they were able to, if they went and purchased season tickets, they could lock themselves into a playoff seat. So you guys probably have a pretty good head start on season ticket sales already.
Without a doubt. That we gave the season ticket holders, the current season ticket holders, an opportunity to buy playoff tickets first. And they did that in a strip of all of the games that could take place at Kauffman Stadium. And then the number of games will probably decrease as we go along, depending on, you know, whether or not these series go all five or all seven games. But then we gave fans an opportunity, and it was like a $250 deposit per seat to get secured for season tickets for next year. And if they did that, then they got in line to be able to buy playoff tickets as well. I don't know what the numbers are, but we had a fair amount of people that did that. So, yeah, you're right. We got a head start on that. The fact that we made it to the playoffs, I think, will just naturally drive season tickets for next year. And you hope that you get into a pattern where success breeds success, and that'll just help us to keep this going for a good long time.
Yeah, back-to-back winning seasons for the first time in quite a while for the Royals. It's got to make your job as a promotions manager and all that a lot easier to that you're not selling T-shirt days and just whatever happens to be the giveaway day.
Well, there's, again, no doubt about that. And it's just a lot more fun to be working and promoting a baseball team that's competitive on the field. We did everything that we could during the rebuilding process to drive tickets as much as we could. The renovations in 2009, having a great experience at the stadium, the promise of better days to come, the number one rankings for our minor league system, it helped. But winning on the field helps better than anything. It's the best promotion you can have, and it's the one thing you have no control over. You just, for those of us who are in the business of promoting the team, we sit and watch and to see what happens just as much as anybody else. So it does make it's more work, but it's a lot more fun to do it, and it seems a lot less like work when you're trying to promote something based on experience at the stadium. It helps when you've got at least a better promise of a success on the field, that's for sure.
We haven't done this in quite a while, obviously, but any changes to the game day during the playoffs? Did the gates open any earlier or any changes like that, or is it same old, same 7 o'clock game?
It's almost the same. We're likely, at least for the first couple of rounds, the wild card game, and then if we make it to the American League Division Series, we'll open gates 2 hours before game time. And unfortunately for fans, but this is the way that it is, we're waiting on television networks to tell us when the games are actually going to be. We do know that first pitch on Tuesday night is going to be at 7:07. And then after that, it's just a matter of waiting and seeing when they might play a game for the later rounds. So whenever we announce when the first pitch is, we'll open the gates a couple of hours before, kind of like a weekend where we open gates 2 hours before on Friday and Saturday. That'll be the case throughout the postseason.
You guys announced the 2015 schedule. Any other changes that you know of so far? Any ballpark atmosphere changes?
Not that I know of at this point. Most of this is done in the off season, and then announced after the first of the year. At this point, I can't think of anything that's going to be a major change. The only minor change, I guess, from the postseason standpoint, is that if you like going up to the 390 Bar and Grill, which is in the loge section, that middle section down the third base line, the farther we go into the playoffs, the less available that's going to be, because we will have increased media, and that's where we're going to put our spillover media. Right now, they're only planning on occupying like the first row of that for the wild card in the American League Division Series. But if we get into the ALS or even the World Series, then a lot of that's going to go away. Other than that, not a big change in operation, you know, for the rest of the postseason and 2015.
Well, definitely a big opportunity for the team and for the stadium crew to show off a beautiful stadium during the playoffs and let the national, you know, the nation media, that the people that don't see it every day, get to see how Kansas City looks day to day.
Yeah. And we got to try it out a little bit in 2012 with the All-Star Game. And remember, that was three different big events at the stadium, the celebrity softball and exhibition with the minor league stars, and then the home run derby on Monday night, and then the All-Star Game on Tuesday. And that showed really well on television, and we got a lot of great compliments. So we're hoping that we play many more games than just three. Right now, that's kind of our focus, is to win Tuesday night and then get to play some more. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for not only Kauffman Stadium to be shown and Royals fans to be shown, but entire Kansas City, because as you know, with this television coverage, they get beauty shots from around the city. They take pictures of the downtown skyline, the plaza, the Union Station, some of those iconic things. And those will definitely be on display in ways that they generally aren't if we're just playing a regular season game.
Okay, so gates open Tuesday at 5, and then the rally starts tomorrow at 10:45, correct?
Yeah, we're open the gates at 10:45. We'll start the rally at about 11:30. We will we'll do some official programming up until noon, and then it'll just be watching the guys hit batting practice. And Ryan LaFever poaching a guy or two is whenever he can to talk to the crowd. And that will last really until about 1 or 1:15. And then at 1:30, we have to get everybody out of the stadium and move them out of the complex, because the fun feature for Kansas City sports fans is that our friends, the Chiefs, are hosting a Monday night football game on Monday night. So we have to move everybody out in order for them to be able to get ready to have them all back in. I think their gates open at 3:00, and we're going to have a kind of a double feature tomorrow at the complex on Monday with the rally and then the Monday night football game. And then we'll open things back up for gates opening at 5:00 on Tuesday for the wild card game.
All right. Well, thank you again, Toby, for taking this time, and we will put out this info for everybody tonight.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to a Royals Podcast Network presentation.